Well, you know, Steve, I guess, you know, most people know that vending has been around for thousands of years in one form or another. But I don't think it has ever been as exciting as it is today. I think it's become more respectable. I think people are more willing to accept that vendor on the street corner as a true businessman. I think the industry has grown. I think some of our manufacturers have grown. And I think it's starting to get the recognition it deserves.
Hey everybody, this is Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio. Today I'm talking with Joel Goetz of Dreammaker Hot Dog Carts, formerly known as American Dream Hot Dog Carts. How are you, Joel?
Just fine, Steve, and thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. This is going to be fun. Joel is in Tampa, is that right?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
St. Petersburg, okay. Tell us all about how you got started in manufacturing. I know you're involved in the motorhome industry and got a lot of experience there. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I got into the motorhome business in the 60s, and I started from the bottom. I met a gentleman actually in St. Petersburg, Florida, who had just opened up the factory here building them, and he asked me if I would join the company, and I said yes. After several days of deliberation. And I started out in the shop, actually, in punch and putty, just filling cracks for staples and all the other parts to be repaired. And we went from punch and putty all the way into purchasing, into sales, and then finally into production. And from that point in time, I was transferred out to California, where I took over our California plant, and then there were several transfers after that. And finally, in 1979, the energy crisis hit, and I was looking for something else to do, and decided to open up a factory of my own in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And I opened up a van conversion production house, and I was building for General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford, selling these vans after they were tricked out to the individual dealers.
Okay.
And that went on for a long time until we had the next energy crisis and decided that it was time to leave Portland, Oregon, and come back to Florida. Came back and basically semi-retired and fished for a year.
Okay.
And then decided that I had to do something else. I just couldn't sit around the house and watch television and just do nothing. So I went out looking for something to do, and I found this hot dog cart. And over a period of time, I actually bought it and started to work it in the downtown area of St. Petersburg, Florida. And it just caught on. It was just one of those things that I took to and decided to, at that point, buy and sell a few of them. And eventually I decided to buy several through some other people, and the company grew. And the one thing that was in the back of my mind all of this time was my manufacturing background, and decided that I could take this to the next level and open up a factory and start to construct hot dog carts that I knew would sell. Did that, and the company just grew and grew and grew.
That's great.
And it's just been a ball ever since.
How long ago was that you first started manufacturing?
About 2 years ago.
Well, you've been manufacturing carts for 2 years. Okay.
We've been building carts for 2 years. We have designed carts before we actually came out with the full line. We engineered them. We put a team together, both in purchasing, both in production, quality control, dispatch. We had everything ready to go by the time we opened the factory.
You've made a lot of progress in 2 years, Joel. I'm looking at your website. I'm looking at the pictures of your manufacturing facility. It's gorgeous. This is state-of-the-art stuff.
Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Sure. I want to talk, before we get into the specifics of your carts, I'd like to talk about just the hot dog cart business in general. Obviously, you bring a lot of experience to that, and you can help your customers based on all the experience that you have in the business. And just tell everybody a little about the business, what makes someone successful in it, and what you can do and what DreamMaker can do to help somebody getting started.
Well, you know, Steve, I guess, you know, most people know that vending has been around for thousands of years in one form or another. But I don't think it has ever been as exciting as it is today. I think it's become more respectable. I think people are more willing to accept that vendor on the street corner as a true businessman. I think the industry has grown. I think some of our manufacturers have grown. And I think it's starting to get the recognition it deserves.
I would agree with you. Definitely, I would agree with you about that.
You know, and you're a good example of it, Steve. You know, so today, you know, the manufacturers that are out there are hiring people or employing people out there. And, of course, that's causing a ripple effect as well, where other manufacturers are building parts to support the production of these carts. The food suppliers are expanding their network as well. And non-food items are coming into play in a big way, such as flat top grills.
Right,
and
right.
You know, it's mega bucks, Steve. I mean, the industry cannot be ignored anymore. People have got to look at this thing and say, you know, something. This is for real. This is not a job. This is a business.
That's definitely true. Yeah, I talk to people every day. I get tons of emails from people every day stating basically what you've just said. You know, they've been either laid off or downsized, or they just don't like their job anymore. And they're now looking at hot dog cart vending and mobile food vending, not just as a sideline, but as a way that they could support their family if they just, you know, use a little bit of smarts and do it right. But you're right. It's a real business now. It's gaining respect. And I hear from happy people every day who've made the plunge and gotten started, and they're having a ball and making great money.
Well, you know, there's a place for everybody. That's the nice part about this business. You can take a senior citizen and put him to work if he wants to work 3-4 hours a day just to keep himself busy and get him out of the house and keep him active, keep his mind active. And then, of course, you have the vendor that's there from early morning until after dinner. And then you have the vendor that's there for special events. And then you have the vendor that does it all.
Right.
And it depends on how aggressive a person wants to be or how aggressive the person really is.
You can start small, too. You don't have to just jump all in.
Oh, absolutely. And, Steve, I'll tell you right now that I have talked to people on the phone. I have talked to people in person where I have literally said to them, you know something, this business isn't for everybody. You know, if you can get up in the morning and you can go out there with a good attitude and you can take the word no once in a while when you talk about spots and where you can set up, then you have a good chance of making it in this business. But if you don't, there are failures. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like any other thing. If you love interacting with people, if you like food, if you like to work outdoors, it's for you. And if any of those things aren't up your alley, you know, there's other things that you'd probably be better suited to do. But I think it's a great business. I know when I got into it, it made me pretty much unemployable. I can't imagine ever having to work for somebody else again. It's just a total mind shift.
Yeah, sure. No question about it. You know, the fact that a person can get into this business at a relatively low entrance fee, choose your own hours to work depending on how much time you really want to put into it, and expand not only, you know, yourself, but maybe a member of your family to open up another cart. exposure that you have on the street opens up people that come up to you and say, hey, gee, will you do a tailgate party for me?
Right.
Well, they'll tell you, I'm in the real estate business. Can you set up a card at a subdivision that I'm trying to lease?
Mm-hmm.
Grand openings, all over the place.
Yeah, one thing leads to another. It really does.
It does. It's an exciting industry. I have not been as turned on about an industry as I am about this since motorhomes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a young business at that time. And this has so much more to offer in the sense of the amount of people that you reach.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody buys a motorhome. A lot more people buy a Frankfurter than buy motorhomes.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is an exciting time for our business, and I'm looking for the day when we actually go to shows around the country where vendors, manufacturers can show their wares,
mm-hmm.
and individual manufacturers of component parts, whether it be for grills or refrigerators or whatever, can all meet under one roof and build this industry to where it should be.
I think that day is quickly approaching. I really do. There's a need for a manufacturing trade organization in this industry. It's matured to the point where it seems like the next logical step.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think we're heading in that direction.
That's exciting. What can you offer your customers, Joel? You've told me about the availability. You make all your people available to your customers, whether it's people on the shop floor or your commissary services. Tell us about your support.
Well, for one thing, Steve, the experience that our people have is just unbelievable. And that's from welders to gas people. These are certified people. These people are available when a customer comes in and walks into the factory, into the office, and if they have a gas problem, it doesn't necessarily have to be a warranty problem, any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Our people will talk to these people to make sure that their questions are answered. It's an attitude that we have grown throughout this company, which has grown to a big company now, because it's a serious business. The attitude of people make the difference. When a customer or consumer walks into your place of business, if your attitude is good, it's amazing. Their attitude is going to be good when they leave. We stay on top of our business. We have a production meeting every week. These meetings take place with production people there and our purchasing people, and we talk about our new prototypes. In this particular case, it'll be for the following year. Talk about customer suggestions that came in during the course of a week, and we talk to the employees and let them give us some suggestions based on what they see while they're manufacturing it.
That's valuable.
And one of the biggies is quality, quality, quality. A contributing factor to the birth of this company all the way. I mean, that has made us. You know, you can say building a better mousetrap, you know, whatever, but we are dedicated to the industry and we were dedicated to our customers. All of our people, as you mentioned, are available by phone through our 800 number to either our tech person, me personally. They can reach our dispatch person when a car is shipped to track it.
Okay.
And these things are almost instantaneous.
Okay.
So it's not a big process.
Yeah. I'd also like to hear about how you can help the customer with their business once they do purchase a cart.
And that's a great question. You know, I personally go out and visit vendors. I go to Home Depots. I go to Lowe's. I go to local bars where some of our vendors are set up. When I'm traveling, I visit vendors in other cities, whether it be Dallas, Oregon, Kentucky, Alabama. It doesn't make any difference. Whenever I'm out, I go visit somebody on these trips.
Mm-hmm.
And questions come up during conversations. How do you price out a job if somebody wants you to come to their home and do a birthday party? I'll sit down with them and I'll go through that with them. I will give them suggestions. People will have questions about the cart itself. And we now have a 41-page annual that they get when they receive their cart,
mm-hmm.
Which has taken a long time and a lot of research to do, but it's a wealth of knowledge in there. We go through the construction of the cart with them about the fact that it has a welded frame. We tell them that it has a 12-volt pressurized water system, and this is how it works. We spend as much time with the customer after sale as we do prior, whenever we can.
Very good. Well, let's move along and talk about some of the cart models that you offer. I'm looking right now at the 2009 Daytona. That thing looks, that's beautiful. Tell me about that cart.
Well, that cart, Steve, was a dream, actually.
That's a big cart.
Yeah, it's a big cart. It's 8 feet long. As you can see, it has two double steam tables on it, actually two triple steam tables, plus the grill. And the intricacies of the water system inside, this is not a hot dog cart. This is a piece of equipment.
Yeah.
This is a piece of equipment. And the carts that are out there are just doing beautifully. Our customers are thrilled with them. This is the first year it came out. And the carts are doing beautifully. The sales are doing great.
How about something more of an entry level for someone just getting started? What do you offer?
Well, we manufacture a cart called the Malibu, which is a smaller cart. And, of course, we sell them with two side tables on them, two shelves, which brings the cart up to 36 inches. And it's just a smaller version of our Ventura. It has an ice chest in it. Display case in it. It has a 12-volt system in it. It does have a welded frame on it. And then, of course, it has the hitch, of course, to hook up to the car. So it's not a push-type unit. It is definitely one to be trailered.
Right. And then we've got the Ventura, which is the next step up. And how does that differ from the Malibu?
The Ventura has six pans across the front of it, where the Malibu only has three. The Malibu has the ability to put some condiment trays on the side of it, on the shelves, where the Ventura has like 4 1/3 pans and 2 1/6 pans in it as standard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the configuration can be changed on that.
Right.
It does have a large ice chest in it, has a large display case in it. There is no water tank on the top, so it doesn't take up any space to display things or items that you would be selling.
Mm-hmm.
Cart is probably the workhorse of that traditional type of cart.
Right. It looks like it's got plenty of capacity to serve large crowds and busy lunchtime rushes.
It sure does. It's a great cart.
Are all of your carts 12-volt water systems?
Yes.
That's great. And yes. So from there we go to the Daytona, which we spoke about. And now I'm looking at the Columbia Mobile Kitchen. Tell us about that. That's a walk-in, right?
That's a walk-in, Steve. And that cart was a year in designing. And if you take a real close look at it, you'll see some real innovative things, even in terms of the windows opening up.
I see that they're open up all around the cart, which would be great for airflow, but I don't see anything holding them up. How do those things stay up?
They open with air struts in them, and all you do is touch them, and they will come right up after you unlock them from the inside.
Cool.
So the cart is secured. The entire inside of the cart, the entire outside of the cart, the water tanks are on the bottom of the frame of the cart, so you can have a large capacity of gray water, and you also have extra large water tanks in there. You can have a two-basket fryer in there. At the same time, you can put a flat-top grill in it with a steam table as well. It has a big ice chest built into it. The availability of a three-compartment sink is there, as large as 12 by 12 by 10. So the cart is loaded for bear. I mean, our customers that have them are enjoying them. They are writing us. They are telling us thank you for developing this cart.
Yeah. I see in your description, you actually describe it as a mobile kitchen. I think that's really what it is, isn't it? It's a whole commercial kitchen on wheels.
It's registered as a mobile kitchen. We have them on military bases now. We have them at Home Depots.
Uh-huh.
We have them outside of businesses throughout the country. You know, one of the exciting things in this business, Steve, as you know, we're meeting people from all walks of life. We're getting a chance to talk to people and find out what their dreams are and what their aspirations are. Mm-hmm. And it's giving us a chance, you in the form of giving them the opportunity to hear about all of the equipment that's available to them from different manufacturers. And me from the standpoint of getting the input directly from the customer, which helps build a better cart.
No, it's priceless. The feedback is priceless. I know it is to you, and it is to me also. People that I hear from suggest things to me things that they'd like to learn about, things that maybe they may not be so interested in. And I know the feedback of my customers helps me tailor a better product, and I'm sure it's exactly the same with you.
Absolutely. Now we're crossing paths with all of these other people within the industry, which is also a step that we must take. We must stop being so turf protective, and we've got to start talking to one another and tell people about the other services that are out there, which you're doing. So I took my hat off to you, and I think that's exactly the point that we must get across, that there is help out there, that it's a real business. Mm-hmm. People say to me, as an example, they say to me, you know, the spot is the most important thing. The spot is important, but 9 out of 10 times, you know this probably, Steve, as well as I do, that when people are out there on the street, it may not be the right spot the first time, but, you know, somebody's going to come along and say, by the way, James, I own a place. Would you consider putting your hot dog cart there?
Yep.
And that's how it happens. It doesn't happen normally the first time.
Definitely. Definitely. That's why I tell people, you've got wheels under that thing. Use them. You know, don't just think you're going to set up in the very first spot and that's going to be the spot. You've got wheels under that thing. You can test locations. And that's just such a gigantic advantage over a brick and mortar, hot dog stand that somebody may open. You don't have to bet the farm on your very first location.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, this is just the beginning of an industry. When people, I'm sure, ask you, and they ask me all the time, you're selling so many carts, is the business filled up? You know, that's like asking somebody, maybe we shouldn't buy shirts anymore. There are just too many out there. It's not going to happen. This is an ongoing thing. People are constantly coming into the marketplace, and the timing is good.
Yes, it is. Yeah, a friend of mine, I was talking to him about my business and training people and my course that I offer, and he said, well, aren't you afraid that in a year or two, everybody that wanted one is going to have bought your course? And I said to him, well, if that were the case, colleges would be closed because we would have all the engineers that we need and we would have all the lawyers that we need. And every year there's a whole new crop of lawyers and there's a whole new crop of engineers and there's a whole new crop of hot dog cart vendors too.
Exactly the case. No different than any other business. It's just that it is so flexible. It is so exciting. I mean, I guess you can tell in my voice that I'm in this for the long haul.
Oh, yeah. You're pumped up about it, no doubt.
I am pumped. There's no question about it. And when people are on the street, when people are talking, talk to your customers. Let them know what you're doing, what you're selling, what your services are. Make a friend out of your customer.
Mm-hmm.
We do have more carts coming out.
Okay.
And they're in prototyping right now. They will be for sale probably within the next 30 days. They will appear on the internet very shortly.
Okay.
And they're going to be exciting carts.
Something radically different? Or can you give us a teaser?
Well, it's going to be radical in the sense that you're going to be able to do a lot more on them.
Okay.
They're going to be different sizes, which will allow the consumer that's using them to find an affordable one for him or her.
Mm-hmm.
And we have put a lot of time and a lot of effort into designing them. And we have taken probably the last 60 to 90 days in just feeling them out with the public. Especially vendors who have told us that we have winners here, that they are going to be great carts.
Very cool. That's cool. We'll look forward to checking those out. You also have commissary services for people in Florida. Is that right?
We do. We have a in the showroom, which is also a 10,000 square foot building. We have a complete commissary area with kitchen facilities, with storage facilities, with anything that you can think of, state-of-the-art commissary equipment for the vendors. And I think you're going to see that happening throughout the country. I think you'll see, you know, commissaries opening up. And I'll give you a good example, by the way, of what I'm talking about. We are doing business now with somebody in Dallas on the rapid transit system. Mm-hmm. And we are supplying carts to the rapid transit system in Dallas. And the gentleman that we're doing business with has a major commissary that he opened up at his carts because he'll have 75 of them on the rapid transit system. And he is going to be opening up the commissary to people in the Dallas area.
Great.
So, you know, we'll have somebody that we can tell our customers to go to when they buy a cart from us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, other manufacturers will certainly be able to use them as well.
Yep, absolutely right. I work with a woman named Patricia in North Carolina who got started in the business. And mm-hmm. she was having difficulty finding a commissary, so she built her own. She was a little nervous about it because of the the capital investment involved in that.
Right.
But
right.
there was no need because she told me the other day, take my ad down, we're full. The commissary is a business unto itself, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I've heard, people say, gee, the health department is this, the health department is that, and so on and so forth. But, you know, they have a job to do, and I think that as time goes on and as the laws become more defined in the individual state, I think it'll make it easier for the vendor to get into the business as well. It'll make it easier for the commissary to handle the influx of business. All of these things are making the business, again, I hate to keep using the word, but I have to, exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And look at it.
Yes, there's no doubt about that either. Anything else that you want to talk about?
You know, Steve, I can't think of anything at the moment, but I'm sure that, as you and I follow this industry, there's going to be a lot more to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe that it's a family thing. I mean, you know, the inner feeling that I have is that with everything that's happening in this country today, vending is certainly bringing some of the families closer together.
Yes.
Both kids, grandparents, right down the line, which is an exciting thing for me because I think we've got to get back to the basics in this country.
I 100% agree with you. I hear from people from women. I get a lot of women that buy my course and get out there and start their business. The child can come to work with them, and that's a beautiful thing.
I got customers right now that, unfortunately, in one sense, unfortunately in another, nurses that have left their industry and have gotten into vending because it's so lucrative for them and their family.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're starting to see some people show up out of industry that are true business people that know how to put a performer together, how to put a business plan together, that know how to go in and talk to a bank, to get funding.
Yep. Just yesterday, I spoke with a woman from Richmond, Virginia, who left her job. She was a CPA with a Fortune 100 firm, and she's selling hot dogs now on a college campus and just loving it.
It's fascinating.
Yeah,
and only in America, right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Only in America.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to use the thing, but it's a great country.
No doubt about it.
With its problems and its pitfalls, we still live in a great country. And every place I can, I will buy parts that are made in the United States of America. We'll do everything I can to just make sure that if it's made in America and we can use it, we will.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. I feel the exact same way. Things are changing now, but, you know, things have always changed and things will continue to change. I think there's a silent majority out there that is going to start pushing back and getting this country back on the track that we've departed from, and I think we're kind of seeing the results of that now. And I'm hoping we're going to get back to the way our founding fathers intended this country to be run.
Right. And maybe our industry will be a part of that.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I mean, what's more in step with the values that this country was founded on than the small business and capitalism and self-sufficiency.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Okay, I'm going to step down off my soapbox now.
I honestly mean this sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I think that you are doing what's necessary to do to help bring this whole thing together.
Well,
it was really nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too, Joel.
And I appreciate the opportunity. And let's keep in touch.
Oh, we will. No doubt about that.
I think that's important.
Yep.
All right, Steve.
Joel, I want to thank you for coming on the call and for talking to all of our listeners. And if anyone needs to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
All they have to do, Steve, is dial 1-800-408-1802.
Very good. Thanks again, and have a great rest of the week, and I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Steve, thanks for having me, and best of luck to you and the course.
Thank you very much, Joel. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.